A letter from the Apostolic Administrator of Cloyne, Archbishop Dermot Clifford, was read in parishes throughout Ireland yesterday as Catholics come to grips with the aftermath of the government-commissioned report into the handling of abuse in the diocese. Since the report's publication Wednesday, public anger has been mounting. On Thursday, the government convoked the Apostolic Nuncio to Ireland, Giuseppe Leanza. The Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Martin, addressing the faithful of his diocese during Mass yesterday, appealed to priests and laypeople not to become frustrated or indifferent. He said the former Bishop of Cloyne had put himself beyond the norms the current Pope had promulgated for the entire Church, and that the Church can never rest until the day in which the last victim has found his or her peace. Christopher Wells reports.
Although Archbishop Dermot Martin stated that the Catholic Church in Ireland is a much safer place today than it was even in the recent past, he admitted that the Church has not yet learned the lessons from mistakes made in handling the sex abuse crisis. He expressed his anger that children had been put at risk well after the bishop's guidelines were in place. He insisted that those in church and state who have acted wrongly or inadequately should assume accountability, but maintained that those priests who have ministered untarnished and generously over years, indeed for an entire lifetime, should not be made scapegoats and objects of hate. Archbishop Martin also called on the government to respect the rights of believers. He said, "A republic is not indifferent to the faith of its citizens, but recognizes the role of believers in contributing to the common good." He called believers to continual renewal, reminding them that fidelity to the message of Jesus is the way in which we will ensure the victory of the good. I'm Christopher Wells.